Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Where did all the white sharks go? I just contacted a friend of mine down in False Bay in South Africa, and they haven't seen sharks in a while. Same problem over in Hans Bay. Hardly any sharks. Dangerous reef in Australia. Nope. So what's going on? Has it started? Has the predicted extinction of white sharks really begun? Or is it just a momentary freak situation that all these areas share the same problem at the same time? I don't know. Questions over questions, no solid answers. At this point, every opinion matters, since no one studied that disaster to the point that anything would make sense. Lately, there were some news that orcas killed white sharks in South Africa. Is that it? I doubt, because it is a worldwide phenomenon that we don't see the white sharks anymore. So I don't think that orcas could have been the reason for it. That orcas have recently killed white sharks down in South Africa is a fact. But these stories were spun out of proportion. Just because they found some white sharks with orca bites does not mean that white sharks are the loser of this battle. Why? Because it could very well be that white sharks themselves killed their share of orcas, but consumed them. So there was nothing left that would wash up at any beach. As long as we do not know how many orcas and how many white sharks were at the beginning of this battle, we should be careful to use the washed up shark carcasses as the main issue. So, if the orcas are not it, what could lead to the disappearance of white sharks in South Africa and Southern Australia at the same time? Could it be an environmental phenomenon that forces or encouraged white sharks to leave their preferred hunting grounds? Well, that could be, but it would have to be a very strong phenomenon, since most of the time when something like this happens, some of the affected animals always remain behind. But it seems that none of the white sharks remained behind, or at least they are not spotted anymore. So what phenomenon could be that happens at both places at roughly the same time? There's always the lack of appropriate food that chases them off, but that seems unlikely considering that seals remain in the area. Could other food bases be a reason? Quite well, but since different sized white sharks are found around all these sites, they have different food needs, different food bases, so all of a sudden, all of the food bases would have to vanish that all of them sharks left, so I doubt that this could be a reason. Then there are temperature changes that could affect them. True, but also unlikely, since none of these areas is anywhere close to warm water, so it's not likely an issue, or that all of a sudden much colder water came in. The same goes the same way. But even if warmer water would cause a white shark exodus, they would have to show up somewhere. They cannot just swim at any spot and hang out there. I mean, they need food, right? So, and it's not that these sharks just lose their heads over it and vanish, and then all of a sudden they wake up, wait a minute, what do I do here? There's no food. So no, this cannot happen. Could it be that these white sharks just left the typical areas where they are normally lured into, just to stay and stay outside of these areas? Well, that is not likely either, since they congregated at these sites because of the accessibility to food. Could it be that they have been affected with a virus and are now wiped out? Not likely, since the white sharks on the west coast of the Americas wouldn't likely be affected as well. Of course, you could say, well, that's a different population, populations do not mix, blah, blah. So a virus most likely would not have been transferred from one population to the next, but I don't think so. So I hope you see the big picture here. We do not know what causes this problem. So how about illegal fishery? That's always a good one. Well, it's always a possibility, but then again, the timing is hard to explain. With timing, I mean that both centers, South Africa and Southern Australia, would be hit at the same time, and that's unlikely. Even more so, somebody would have seen something. I mean, False Bay, Hans Bay, that's so close to shore that fisheries could not even come in. I mean, that's just not possible. So does this now mean that they're gone for good? Could that really be it? I really don't think so. I don't have the answer why they left, but I do not think they're gone. Some of them will be back. I just hope that people who work these areas did some data collecting before they vanished and are able to compare those with the newly collected data once they are back. So at least we can then tell what really happened. And I think that's very important. So what time frame are we talking about? That's hard to say. It could be over in a few months, but who knows? Am I afraid that they will be gone for good? Again, no, I am not. I do not believe that this is what's going on. A sudden loss of white sharks at two of the three main areas does not sound likely. That's just the timing is off. So all we can do is wait. But it would be good, or it would be a good idea at least, to use now all these fishery agencies to send out and go look for white sharks in closer and wider vicinity of the hotspots. And how about all the satellite tagging that has been done in the past, and I'm sure is still going on? Do these satellite tagging programs show any tendencies that may be different from past patterns? You know that I'm not very fond of the satellite tagging epidemic, but here I could see something that could help. So white shark taggers, anything? Now you can prove that this most often wasted money can actually do some good. What can you tell us? I'm waiting. But I guess they do not have a clue either. But hey, I'm sure all this tagging has a value somewhere. Yeah, I know, you found the White Shark Cafe and Nichols' incredible journey and a few other things. But anything else that could rock my world? I know I'm one of the few people who do not see the value benefit in these programs. And why? Because it keeps to be the same pattern. They figure out where some of the sharks go and realize that they swim in unprotected areas. And that's that. So this is where the tagging actually makes sense. So if you realize sharks, endangered species, or overfished shark species, whatever, are swimming to unprotected areas, then you have to really try to protect these areas. I know I say, well, it's international water, but hey, you know, maybe we really have to change the law in international waters. Maybe we can really come up with some solutions, at least protect these areas from illegal fishery. I guess we really have to do a podcast on this one. So anyway, they hardly seem to be able to protect these areas. So to say it's not possible, you know, so what if it's not possible? So tell me the benefit of all these studies. Keep me posted when you figure that one out. And you know, I just mentioned the White Shark Cafe. Since a lot of people know where this area is, it's a pretty large area, and I'm sure fishing fleets know that as well, what prevents them to just go there and fish for white sharks? Nothing would stop them. And considering a huge amount of money you can make from white shark jaws. You know what? Some of you may not really be familiar with the White Shark Cafe, so let's do a podcast on it so we can see how exposed this area truly is, and it does not matter, it is smack in the middle of nowhere. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, hopefully a white shark, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.